إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about developing a relationship with the Quran, because this month is a month of the Quran. So inshallah, we'll try to the best of my ability, I will try to recall all the points that we need to cover. And the first of them is the adab of the Quran. As I remind myself, and I have mentioned this many times, before you even begin to read the Quran, when you pick up the Mushaf in your hand, or you pick up your Quran which you are reading on your phone or tablet, reflect and say and ask yourself, what is it I am doing? What am I doing just now? Ask yourself this question. Consciously sit and say, what am I doing now? You are reading the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is one of the great deceptions of shaitan, that shaitan has made us forget that ibadah is a fundamental need of the human being. Worship is a fundamental need of a human being. I'll guarantee you, go and Google fundamental needs, go and talk to anyone, any psychologist, anybody, and I can probably guarantee you that not one of them will tell you that worship is a fundamental need. They will tell you that food is a fundamental need, and obviously air is a fundamental need, and they will tell you all kinds of other things. I don't want to list all of them here. But nobody will say that worship and ibadah is a fundamental need of a person. Now, Islam teaches us that not only is ibadah a fundamental need, but ibadah is a greater fundamental need than everything else. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important than health. It is more important by far than money. It is more important than food. It is more important than shelter. It is more important than getting married. It is more important than absolutely anything else. And the reason I'm saying that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have not created the human being and the jinn for anything other than our worship. So to fulfill the purpose for which you have been created is the biggest and the most important fundamental need. Everything else is in order to help you to achieve that purpose. Why do we eat? To worship Allah. Why do you have a family? So you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in peace. Somebody is there to take care of your home. Why must you have wealth? Same reason. Why must you have good health? Same reason. Why must you sleep properly in the night? Same reason. If you stay up half the night, obviously you cannot wake up for Fajr, you cannot wake up for Tahajjud, you cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your staying awake is an azab for you. So ibadah is a fundamental need of the person. One of the most beautiful, or probably the most beautiful example of this we have from the Quran itself, is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. I love the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's such a fantastic story. Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is Ibrahim alayhi salam at the time of this, of these incidents which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described? Two specific ones. One is where, and we'll talk about that in detail later, but just to flag them. One is where Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَيْفَ تُحِيِ الْمَوْتَى? How do you give life after death? And the other one is where he goes and in the temple of his people, and he asks those idols, can you do anything? And he tells these people, you know, what was the age of Ibrahim alayhi salam at that time? They say that the age of Ibrahim alayhi salam at that time was maybe about 14 years or 15 years. So what is this 14 or 15 year old boy worried about idols and worship, and how does Allah give life to the dead and so on? And what do the 14 and 15 year old boys do today? Now they go play football all night and they get tired if they stand in Taraweeh. Really, seriously, we have to ask ourselves, what have we done to ourselves? And that is why there is no spiritual strength. You get frightened at the first difficulty in life. You lose hope and you get depressed and all kinds of things. Because there is no building of spiritual strength. Bodybuilding is fine. What about ruh building? What about spiritual building? Where is that going to come from? So you go and pump iron in the gym and you have nice muscles. But what about insight? It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make the soul visible. Because if Allah made the soul visible, Allah only knows what our souls will look like. We'll have souls minus hands and feet and eyes and, you know, souls which can't see, deaf, dumb, blind. Allah knows what. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the first instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he sent his kalam to him? Ya ayyuhal muzzammilu qumil layla illa qalila. Stand up in the night, except for a small part. And do what? Waratilil Qur'ana tartila. Recite this Qur'an. So the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the single biggest, most powerful source of strength. And that is why the adab of the Qur'an. To sit and ask yourself, what is it I am doing? And then read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if it is being revealed to you at that time. Allama Iqbal rahmatullahi says that he used to, there was a routine that his father set him on, which is that every day he had to recite so much of the Quran before he was allowed to go out and play or do whatever else he wants. And he used to say that he used to sit and recite and his father would walk up and down in the room. And he said, one day my father was walking up and down and he stopped by me and he said, you will never understand this until it reveals itself on your heart, until it descends on your heart. Tumko jab tak samajh mein nahi aayega, jab tak ke ye tumhare kalb pe nazil na ho. Quran ka nuzul to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam pe hua, aap pe thode hua. To nazil se murad ye nahi ki abhi Jibril alaihi salam aake koi kalam hamare pe utarenge. Iske maane ye hai ki usko us tarah se padha jaye, jaise ke mere pe nazil ho raha hai. So nuzul of the Quran happened on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what is the meaning of what Allama Iqbal's father said to him? He said, read it as if this thing is being revealed to you directly, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to you. And we know this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked question. Faina tathabun. Allah said, where are you going? So who must answer this question? I always say this, you know, I remind myself and I tell people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question. Now if I ask you a question, right? Where are you going now from here? What is the answer? Home. So he's giving me an answer, right? Now instead of giving me an answer, I ask him, where are you going? So he tells me, where are you going? Are? I'm asking you a question, where are you going? He's repeating the same question to me. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? Abhi wo tarannum se bolega, wo tartil se bolega. Where are you going? Usse kya hota bhai? Allah is asking a question. Fa aina tadhabun? Where are you going? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How many of my ni'mat are you going to deny? And all we do is, we repeat the same question. How many ni'mat will you deny? Are? Yeh sawal ka jawab kaun dega, bhai? Who is going to answer these questions? This is the Quran talking to you. Allah is asking a question. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What is it that has turned you away from your Rabb who is Al Kareem? These questions are being asked so that we reflect on them. We ask the question to ourselves and make tawbah and you say, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbal Alameen, how can I turn away from you? What is it that is making me turn away from you? Remove that thing from my life. I do not want anything to turn away from you. We live in a world of touch and feel. So whatever we can touch and feel is real to us. But then we forget the fact that there are many things in this world which you can't touch and feel, but they are also real. They're extremely real. One of the most real things for us is these phones. Radio signals. You can neither touch them nor feel them, but they're real. So in the sense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affecting me and my life, how real is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me? That's the question to ask. So when we sit with the Quran, sit with that ihsas, sit with that awareness that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbil Alameen. And I have been given this huge, huge, huge honor to be permitted to touch it, to look at it, and to recite it, to read it. Be aware of this great honor. And that's why simple things like, you know, don't put the Quran on the carpet, treat it with adab, treat a dars of Quran with great adab, all of these are related back to the same thing, which is to say that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Then make dua. Remember, you haven't even started reading yet. What I'm explaining to you, you have not started reading the first word yet. You are sitting there. You are trying to bring that whole feeling of the magnificence of what you are doing. And then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, this is your kalam. I have no right to hold it. I have no right to read it. It is your grace and majesty and your forgiveness and your generosity that you allowed me to do all this. So Allah, now help me to understand it. Help me to live by it. Make this Quran enter into my heart and into my life and into my actions and my speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a kitab of hidayat. The fact that we will get sawab by reading it is a fringe benefit. It is not a kitab of sawab. It's not a kitab which was sent so you read it for sawab and put it away and that's the story. No. It is a kitab of hidayat. Read it with the niyat and the dua for hidayat and you will get hidayat. Read it without the concentration and focus on hidayat, then Allah only knows whether we will get hidayat or we will get only sawab. I will not say you will not get hidayat because I am not sitting here to decide what you get and you don't get. But I am saying, think about that. Here is a kitab, Allah said, this is the book of guidance. So ask for guidance. Then start reading. Right? And then tomorrow inshallah we will talk about when we read, what we should do and so on and so forth. The tajweed of it and the way of reading it and the way of understanding it and what we must do. Inshallah, we'll, bismillahi ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability and the tawfiq, then tomorrow, but for today, the adab of it, reflecting and feeling the magnificence of it, making dua for hidayat before we begin reading the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.